This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 785. How did Pawan get an IELTS overall 8?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today I have a lovely and delightful chat with Pawan, a 3 Keys student from India, about how she achieved an overall 8 on her very first time taking the IELTS exam. Hello, good day, IELTS Energy listeners. Get ready to be motivated. We have a special guest straight from India. Pawan, welcome to IELTS Energy.
Thank you so much, Jessica.
So, Pawan, where in India do you live?
I'm from Punjab. It's in the northwestern side of India, actually.
Okay, lovely. Yes. I think we have a lot of listeners in India, actually. So tell us, why did you take the IELTS exam?
I want to continue my master's, so that's why I did it.
Okay. Yeah. What do you want to study?
I'm going to study data science.
Okay.
I'm going to do a master's in data science, yes.
Okay, so you're very smart. That's the first thing we need to know.
Yeah, I did my bachelor's in computer science, so I'm going to do my master's in data science now.
Okay, awesome. And where are you going to study?
I'm planning on going to Germany.
Oh, yes. Interesting. So what IELTS scores do you need to get your master's in Germany?
It's actually an overall 7. So I just got an overall 8. So yeah. I've got my desired results. So more than my desired results. So.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome. So guys, that is why Pawan is here today, because she was a 3 Keys student and she has taken the IELTS exam once, guys. One time. She studied super hard and she got an overall 8 on her very first attempt. So let's try and learn some lessons from Pawan's story today. So listeners, you can find out how you can also nail that IELTS score, get higher than what you need the first time you take the exam. Okay, awesome. So Pawan, let's talk about your journey to this 8, your path to getting this amazing score. When you first started studying for the IELTS exam, what did you do? Did you like go to a language school, or how did you start studying?
Yes, I did go to a language school. It was back in October last year. I took 20 days classes. So I wasn't improving. I just stopped going to those classes.
Okay, but let's back up a little bit. So why weren't you improving? Like, what made you feel like you were not improving?
I was good at listening and reading. The area of concern for me was speaking and writing. So there weren't any tips, any specific tips to improve it, to help me improve it. So I just stopped going to that language school.
Oh, how frustrating. Okay.
Yes.
And then is that when you got into 3 Keys IELTS?
No, I didn't. I found IELTS Energy Podcast in January 2019. And then I joined your course in May 2019.
So what made you wait so long before becoming a 3D student?
I was actually a bit skeptical about joining an online course. That's why I was, you know, I waited so long to, it was almost 5 months after I joined your course. Yes.
And didn't you, I think you told me before we started recording that you had a private IELTS tutor as well at some point, right?
Yes, I did. And it wasn't helping. So I just, when I started listening to your podcast and then I got into your course, I just got to know then how to improve my speaking specifically. You know, you always say that the best way to improve your speaking is through intonation, is through work on your intonation. So I did that. I listened to you every day. I'm an active listener on All Ears English also.
So, oh, fantastic.
It's a great podcast.
All Ears, yes, they're, you know, both podcasts are wonderful, but yes. I really do think that they complement each other in beautiful ways. So like, guys, you obviously, listeners, you're here because you're going to take the IELTS exam, but take a page from Pawan's story here and also listen to All Ears English, because it really gives you that well-rounded look at the language for fluency, for vocab, for just motivating ways to learn the language. The All Ears English side is great. And I'm on there once a week. Most Thursdays I'm on there. Okay. So let's reveal your scores. Can you tell us so overall 8 we know. Now, what did you get in each section?
I got a 9 in reading and listening, and then 8 in speaking and 6.5 in writing.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Okay, so let's try and inspire other students out there to aim for these same high scores. Let's focus on the speaking 8, because I feel like that's where you made the most progress. So how did you feel about your speaking before 3 Keys IELTS?
Oh, I was, you know, I was fumbling like all the time. I fumbled a lot. Okay, before 3 Keys IELTS, I didn't know how to start the part 2 cue card. I didn't know that. Yes, I just jumped straight onto the topic, and then I haven't had much to say. So it went, you know, always I used to speak like for 1 minute, 20 seconds, it wasn't enough. And it wasn't enough. So when I got into 3 Keys, I got to know that how to introduce my topic first and then start. Yes, and then tell your story or, all that tips that I got from your course.
Beautiful. I love it. Guys, speaking is not easy, and speaking part 2 is completely manufactured. You don't do this in real life. I mean, nobody talks about a time they were in a noisy place for 2 minutes, like just for fun. Like this doesn't happen. So guys, like even if you feel like you're good at speaking English, especially if you feel like you're not good at speaking English, you need strategies for the speaking exam. You need a foundation. So besides those speaking part 2 strategies, how did you improve your confidence in speaking? Are you ready to commit yourself to passing IELTS in the next 6 months? If so, get into 3 Keys IELTS today. It is guaranteed to increase your score. Go right now, guys, to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. See you in there.
It was actually as I got to know that you should use a lot of linking words, and you should, that way your speaking would look like organized. And I did use loads of linking words and practice them, and then I nice. Did that on the test day also. Actually I used quite a lot of linking words that day.
That's fantastic. Okay, so here, yeah, I want to make a point real fast about the importance of linking words. So first of all, we know, guys, you need to use a lot of linking words to get a good fluency and coherence score, all right? Because it's the coherence aspect. You need those transition phrases. But I love that you answered that way when I asked you about the confidence, because that is connected. Guys, if you have a map, right? If you have a map of how you can communicate in speaking and writing, then you're not going to be as nervous, right? Then you can go into that speaking exam and be like, okay, I'm ready. Like, I know the rules. I know how to organize my ideas and connect them together. And that's what linking words are. They are a map. In fact, in some textbooks, you'll see linking words are actually named signpost words, because for the listener, for the examiner, they tell me where you're going, how your ideas are connected. But I think in this case, for you as a candidate, as a person speaking on the test, they are a guide for you as well. So you're not lost in your answers anymore. Okay, I love it. And oh my gosh, let me just point out some really great vocabulary words that Pawan has used so far. So you said you were skeptical about online courses earlier. So skeptical is a great adjective, like doubtful, right? You said you fumbled in your speaking. So fumbled can be like to make little mistakes and not know what to say. And then just a second ago, you're like, I used loads of linking words. So, okay, great vocab. Did you do anything special to improve your vocabulary?
Yes, I did. As you have mentioned in your course, that how to make your vocab notebook. So I did that, and I studied it not twice a week that you recommended, but once a week.
Well, thank you for being honest. That's awesome. Yeah, vocabulary notebook. It all comes back to keeping track and making yourself use the words. All right, Pawan. So speaking 8, I am so proud of you. Overall 8, a whole band score higher than what you needed. Is there any other advice you can give to students who may be taking IELTS for the very first time?
I just tell them to, you know, follow you, okay, because you're so, I love your energy, okay, you're so, and your tips, it's funny actually, when I was doing the reading, it was tough, okay, so I was continuously hearing your voice in my head, so don't panic, I was doing that, okay? I was remembering your voice telling me to, you know, that anxiety course you have.
Yeah.
And that, yes, you talk so calmly, and I could hear your that calm voice in my head during the exam.
Oh, yay.
And I did panic. I had a, you know, eye infection that day before the test.
No.
So, yes, I did panic during the reading. Actually, so I just thought that I won't be able to finish this on time. So, but yes.
Oh my gosh. So
you,
okay. Wait
you
a
calmed
minute.
Me
so
down.
You, not only did you have an eye infection, but it was a really hard reading exam, because some tests are harder than others. Like, let's be honest. Sometimes it's just harder. And you still got a 9 on reading.
Yes, I did, and I was, I felt quite awesome after that when I got 9 on reading.
Of course.
That's
incredible. Do you have any, so, okay, you talked about keeping your anxiety lowered at bay because you had watched so many of my videos and been through the whole course, done the anti-anxiety module. So those positive messages help to keep you calm. But what about like the reading strategies themselves? Is there anything that really helped you on test day?
Everything. I'd say everything you told me about. One thing I like to mention here is the thing you mentioned in the course that, you know, trust your intuitions, stop doubting yourself. Yes. I used to do that. I second guessed myself all the time, and I stopped doing that after getting into your course, and I just love it. Yes, I was getting 35 or 36 out of 40 before I joined your course. So I was good at reading, but then I got to know what I'm doing wrong. And it was mostly in headings and true, false. And yes, I just trusted my intuitions, started trusting my intuitions. And yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
That's so good. Oh, I love that it wasn't like a straightforward strategy answer, like scanning or something like that. Like you're really taking like the holistic, the vibe of our strategies and our teaching and explaining how that helped you. So yeah, exactly. That is part of our strategies. As far as, first of all, don't take too long. Like, if you're going to finish in an hour, then you don't have time to second guess yourself or doubt yourself. But yes, that is part of the message of Three Keys IELTS is like, if you trust these strategies, then you're going to find the right answer, right? Don't second guess it. Don't go back. Don't read more than you need. You will find the right answer. Oh my gosh. Such inspiring words today, Pawan. Is there any other last piece of advice that you wanted to share with future test takers?
I just say that go and take the Three Keys IELTS course. So it'll help you guys. It'll definitely help you like it did me. Okay, I was really bad at speaking and I got my 8 on speaking just because of you, Jessica. And
the credit
goes to you. Yes.
I'm glad I could help, but it comes back to how hard you worked and how much you wanted this score. You know what I mean? Like, I can only do so much and you have to take it and run with it. So, Pawan, you did amazing. So, speaking 8, overall 8, I'm so proud of you. Guys, if you want to be as inspired and motivated and hardworking as Pawan, you can be a Three Keys student. So guys, right now, go to allearsenglish.com/basic for the whole course, all the strategies. Or if you also want classes with an expert, go to allearsenglish.com/coach. All right, Pawan, good luck in Germany. And thank you for sharing your story today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a nice day. Bye.
Bye. You too.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.